Nancy Pelosi calls George Floyd George Kirby. By Hannah Blow on June 26, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, on Friday, while speaking on the Democrat-led police reform bill, bungled George Floyd's name, telling reporters that Democrats are very proud that their measure carries George Kirby's name. "And I'm very proud, before the Judiciary Committee, that before he testified he said to me, 'Madam Speaker, do you think that I can tell George's daughter that his name will be always remembered because you'll name the bill for him?'" Pelosi said during Friday's press conference. "And I said, well, I'll recommend that to the Judiciary Committee and to the Congressional Black Caucus who have shaped the bill. But I only will do that if you tell me that this legislation is worthy of George Kirby's name," she said, uttering Kirby instead of Floyd. "And so we're very proud to carry that," she continued. The House passed the Democrats' George Floyd Justice and Policing Act on Thursday night, 236-181, while blocking a procedural motion to condemn the defund the police movement and the violent riots that erupted following Floyd's death. The House bill passed bans chokeholds and no-knock warrants and creates a training program that would cover racial bias and duty to intervene, as Breitbart News reported. The provision would require that police officers use deadly force only as a last resort and use de-escalation techniques. The legislation would also establish a federal registry for misconduct complaints and disciplinary actions against police officers. Pelosi is hardly the only high-profile Democrat to mutter the wrong words in recent days. Joe Biden, D., caught backlash after falsely stating that the Chinese coronavirus had killed over 120 million people. "What people drastically underestimate is the impact on the medical health of people who now, everything is complicated," Biden said during a Thursday event in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. "Not only is the healthcare piece, but people don't have a job, people don't have anywhere to go. They don't know what they're going to do. You have, unnecessarily, now we have over 120 million dead from COVID," Biden continued. This would not be the first time Pelosi has faced controversy related to Floyd's death and the left's political stand. She and several Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, and Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, came under fire after wearing kente cloth during a nearly 9-minute moment of silence in a show against police brutality in Emancipation Hall at the U.S. Capitol earlier this month.